This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Also out today, although less glamorous, I guess you might say, than a Fed interest rate increase, was the report on February retail sales. Not great is a phrase that one might use. Up just 0.3% over January, not adjusted for inflation. You do adjust for inflation as prudence dictates, and retail sales were actually down. Marketplace's Samantha Fields explains what this might be telling us.
For much of the last year, Mark Cohen at Columbia Business School says retail sales numbers have been a lot like a bouncing ball.
One month is great. Everybody's goofy and giddy about the prospects. And the next month is a big disappointment.
December was a disappointment. January, goofy and giddy. And February, another disappointment.
I think this is a manifestation of the ongoing remaining instability as we try to come out of COVID.
And not so much a sign, Cohen says, that people are changing their habits because of rising prices.
I think the inflation effect on retail sales is really yet to be seen.
People did spend less on certain things in February.
On things like furniture and some household goods.
Dana Peterson at the Conference Board says some of that was likely just people reining it in a little after buying a lot in January. And some of it was probably also that they were more eager to go out than shop after Omicron peaked.
We saw a real strength in people going to bars and restaurants.
That's one of the first things people stop doing when they're really worried about money and rising prices, says Ted Rossman at Bankrate.
A lot of people still have pent-up demand, increased savings. I think pent-up demand may end up winning over inflation.
In survey after survey, though, people are saying they're worried about inflation.
But what's so interesting is this kind of disconnect, because really ever since last summer, consumer confidence has been poor.
Yet so far, Rossman says, retail sales have held up a lot better than consumer confidence. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.